On December 3, 1925, Carnegie Hall hosted the premiere performance of the Concerto in F by George Gershwin with the New York Symphony under the direction of Walter Damrosch. And George Gershwin was the soloist. And the music world has been marking the 100th anniversary of that premiere for months. David Hurwitz is executive editor of Classics Today, and he adores the Concerto in F and calls it a work of genius. On his Music Chat series, he gives us one compelling example of Gershwin's brilliance. The work opens with a Charleston rhythm and a woodwind phrase that follows, and here's what we hear. Just that simple idea. Hurwitz goes on to point to Gershwin's development of that simple idea further on in the first movement, and he lets us hear how the composer changes the expressive character of that opening idea in a truly original way. All that from this. Now, we don't need to know at all what Gershwin's up to in moments like these. Rather, it's the rhythms, the momentum, the melodies that will sweep us along as we hear a complete performance of the piece by the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Gerardo Edelstein, featuring Elizabeth Morgan as soloist. And it's this Tuesday at the Community Arts Center. Maestro Edelstein and Dave Hurwitz are on the same page in their enthusiasm for the Concerto in F, and we had a chance to speak by phone with Gerardo Edelstein about the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra concert this Tuesday, February 10th, at the Community Arts Center.
I'm really excited about this concert, the first of the year, and there are some connections around the music and the composers of this concert, and we are starting with a fabulous piece by American composer Ellen Zwillich. She is currently teaching at Florida State University, and she's a very prolific composer. She was nominated for several Grammys, and this piece is called Upbeat, and it's for full orchestra, and it's based on a Bach partita for violin. So you can hear just right from the beginning the first musical idea from that partita, and then she develops it, you know, just goes through around the orchestra with different colors, the turns and twists of the melody, and it's super exciting, and it's a fabulous way to start a concert. I've done some other music by her, and I always was fascinated by her mastery in orchestration and the way she presents the music. I think it's a piece that the audience will love. One thing that I'd like to mention is that she received an honorary doctorate from Juilliard, a second one, actually, because she had previously already a doctorate from Juilliard. And why I said, what is the connection here? Is the connection with the pianist, a soloist, Elizabeth Morgan, who is also a graduate from Juilliard. And she will be the soloist of the Gershwin Concerto in F, one of my favorites. You know, when we talk about Gershwin, you tell me, Erica, what do you think about?
Rhapsody in Blue.
Exactly. And that's what people know the most. They may know American in Paris. That's another big orchestra, wonderful piece. And this one, I would have to say, you know, it's at the same level or superior in many ways. It's a delightful concerto, very hard for the pianist, that, you know, combines everything that Gershwin had. You know, his classical training, but also his jazz training. But he really tries hard to sound like, you know, the big concertos of Rachmaninoff, sometimes Prokofiev. And, you know, although he introduces, you can feel right at the beginning, a little of Charleston, and in the second movement, the American blues. It's a extremely powerful and virtuosic and exciting and, you know, pure classical concerto. He tried really, really hard to resemble the big concertos of that time. You know, it's 100 years since it was premiered. And it became extremely popular right away. And I'm delighted to do it. You know, it's the first time that I'm bringing it here.
I'm sure it's a delight to perform any piano concerto with any guest, particularly ones you know and have established some association with, but even not. It sounds like the concerto in F might be a concerto where you and the soloist and the orchestra have some sort of give and take fun because it is so spirited in the American jazz way. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's exactly. You know, one thing that we will have to decide, you know, pretty soon, are we swinging or not? How much of the American jazz we want to introduce in this concerto? And you know, we will have to, as you say, give and take with the soloist, and if she proposes something, the orchestra will respond, and vice versa. I think that this piece is a combination of things that we can work with and play around it. And the most important is bring the piece in the best way, in the most exciting and beautiful way possible, and incorporating as many styles as we can, and give to the audience the best product that we possibly can. And what is the connection? Well, I mentioned the pianist who also studied at Juilliard, and Gershwin, who traveled all over the world. And from America, we are going to Bohemia in the second half to perform a piece by Antonin Dvorak. And Dvorak is well known that he spent some time in America being the director of the American Conservatory here for several years. And he composed some of his most famous music here in America, like the Symphony of the New World, the American Quartet. And this symphony, that is one of my favorites actually, the one that he actually gave permission to publish as number one, even though it's listed as number six. He was very, very critical of his music and very protective. And if something wasn't perfect, he would not give it to the publishers. You can tell, he wrote nine symphonies, but during his life, he only allowed to publish five. And this was considered number one for him. You know, it was written already as a mature composer and was written in 1880. It was actually commissioned by the famous conductor Hans Richter, that he wanted to premiere it with the Vienna Philharmonic. But at that time, you know, the Vienna was not that open to new music, to new pieces, and actually they say no. So Hans Richter had to premiere it and perform it later on in Prague. And it's, you know, Erica, it's incredible, incredible music. We had rehearsals, of course, already, and I can stop telling the orchestra how wonderful this music is and, you know, how much fun we are going to have. And they all agree that that's a good thing. It's a piece that was influenced greatly by music of Brahms. Obviously, they were very close, both of them, and Dvorak knew Brahms' music very well, especially his second symphony. So he took some ideas from Beethoven. You could hear some of that as well, Smetana music. And it has the typical four movements, where movements 1 and 4 are the faster ones, and especially the first one, it's a little more folky, with some folky tunes. The second one, it's a very lyrical, beautiful, slow movement. Usually, Dvorak does in his symphonies, he puts something even more folky, more bohemian, you know, with the bohemian character. Here, in the scherzo, he introduced the furient, that is a bohemian dance, you know, very uplifting, very exciting, with interesting rhythms and very, also very melodic. And ends with the last movement that the combination of lyrical and more rhythmic and also folky tunes with an extremely uplifting finale. And also in D major, same as Brahms Symphony No. 2. So you can tell how excited I am about this program, don't you?
You can hear it in your voice, Gerardo.
And I'll tell you, people who only know the New World Symphony, they will be, you know, delighted to hear this work that is perhaps lesser known, but, you know, as exciting and as original and as beautiful as, you know, number 9 is. And without disregarding the other two final symphonies, 8 and 7, that are also played quite often and are also beautiful. I mean, I can imagine anything by Dvorak that will disappoint. So, you know, I encourage our loyal audience to come, to bring their friends, their families, and have a great time, because it's going to be a great program. And it's a good set for Valentine's, because there are many lyrical, romantic melodies, movements that you want to spend with your loved one listening, but especially being at the CAC on Tuesday.
Gerardo Edelstein, music director and conductor of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, speaking with us about a concert titled From New York to Bohemia this Tuesday, February 10th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport. The program will feature a piece titled Upbeat by Ellen Tafe Zwillick, the Concerto in F by George Gershwin with pianist Elizabeth Morgan as soloist, and this work, Symphony No. 6 by Antonín Dvořák. From New York to Bohemia, this Tuesday, February 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center, 220 West 4th Street in Williamsport. For more information on the web, williamsportsymphony.org, williamsportsymphony.org.